What is the combine to you for a man in your position?
It's a chance for us to get out and see them on the hoof. I think it's, you know, and see how they react in a tough situation, because the combine, as you said, has grown so much that it's really kind of the next step for those college kids to come to the NFL. And so it's really kind of the step in between before we go to training camp, and to see how they react and get a chance to spend time around them. You know, I think it's good to get everybody together, see how they react in situations that they're going to be in their NFL career. And that's, you know, the pressure of performing well here at the combine.
How much did you draw on what you went through?
You know, I think that it's part of it. I don't know that it's something that I can really define and talk about, but I think there's a gut to everything that you do, and especially in this business. And guys that are good, you know, that's how they separate themselves, is what their gut tells them. And I think that, you know, having played, I think that's a benefit that I have, having played and been in those locker rooms for as long as in those locker rooms, and what guys being around them for a short period of time that we get to be around them, how would they fit in that locker room, and what are their goals? To win Super Bowls, or is it to make money? And we want those guys that want to win Super Bowls.
How much have you thought about the way the season ended?
Manny throws on the run. Ball's going to be intercepted. And the Baltimore Ravens, in improbable fashion, in double overtime, have beaten the Denver Broncos 38-35.
I think about it a lot. You know, but the funny thing is, Rich, I'd been through that before. 96 had happened to us. We were, you know, we had the home field advantage wrapped up, and I lost the first round to Jacksonville. And then I don't want to forget that. And I tell people, say, I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm like, no, I'll talk about it, because I want us as a football team, as an organization, to learn from the difference between being 13-3 in the regular season, having everything lined up the way you want it lined up in the playoffs. But the bottom line is, you get in those playoffs, and everybody in the playoffs are good football teams. And for us to be world championships, we have to go play well. We didn't play well in that playoff game. And so hopefully we can learn from that and get ourselves back in that situation next year, and hopefully do better than we did this year.
And you've got a future Hall of Fame quarterback under center. What do you think Peyton Manning needs to do next year?
I don't like to speak for Peyton, but I know Peyton wants world championships. I mean, that's, to me, is why he's still playing, because he's done everything else. He's got the numbers. So I think that, you know, Peyton continually wants to win a world championship. And I will tell you this, I think he's going to be better next year. After looking about what he went through, talking to different people that have kind of gone through the neck surgeries that he went through, and the things that you have to overcome mentally, I didn't give him enough credit, just because it was such a tough thing to overcome. And, you know, he did that with flying colors, and that's why, you know, he's got this year behind him. You know, he can still make all the throws, still has the drive. And so I look forward to, you know, him having another great year next year.
Last couple questions moving to next year. You're coming to this building in the regular season. What do you think that is going to be like, Peyton Manning coming into a place that he essentially built?
You know, and I think that there's going to be a huge amount of respect in for when Peyton comes back here. Now, the kid they got here is special too, and Andrew Luck, and so it's going to be a heck of a football game. But I'm glad the schedule worked out the way it worked out, to where he'd be able to come back here and play here in front of the fans that supported him for so long. He did so many great things.
And what are you looking for in the draft? Can you at least give me a pull back the hood a little bit here as we're at the combine?
You know, Rich, I think that we're still going through that process, trying to figure out exactly what it is. Bottom line is, we got to find football players that are going to have good careers and stay for a long time. We'd love to find Hall of Famers. Hopefully they fit where they at that point in time. But, you know, when you go through the draft, you want guys that you know are going to have good careers, and that's what we're going to be looking for.
And I don't know if you're aware, I'm getting faster every year, John.
I can't wait again to watch you run.
And I get faster every year.
I can't wait.
I trained at altitude.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I trained
at
altitude.
That's got to help.
I'm not saying I should be on your draft board, but I'm suggesting to just keep, you know, peripherally.
Well,
keep
let me tell you this.
Out.
If you can get faster this year than you were last year, then I will promise you, I'm going to put you on our draft board.
Please.
And I will take a picture and send it to you.